All right, guys, we'll get started. Baltimore Ravens, another great challenge for us, special teams-wise. They present a lot of problems. Arguably, have two of the better kickers in the league, and Tucker and Sam Cook. And obviously the return man, Hester, is a dangerous guy that can take it at any time. So we're going to continue to focus on the Cleveland Browns, build upon some of the good things we did last week, and try to fix some of the things that need to be improved. So with that, I'll answer any questions.
The 40-yard punt return is obviously something you're trying to get cleaned up this week. You know, what happened, and obviously...
We fanned the field pretty well there. And then as we just need to come to balance, what we say come to balance out in the open field a little bit. Sproulsy started to the right, and he's a guy that can sell the perimeter, but then stick his foot in the ground, and as I described him, as a human joystick, and that's what happened there. Missed some tackles, overran it, and those are things that we got rectified as the game went along, but we can't have those mistakes.
Wrong on the big punt.
Just in, obviously, I need to do a better job of getting the guys prepared there and getting them coached up. But we didn't execute, obviously. And it's something that we've been repping. It's a play that we've run a few years ago against Green Bay and got. So it wasn't the first time that we've done that. But didn't get done properly, and that's on me.
You say that, is it a matter of a missed block or two, or is it a little more complex?
No, it can be. We missed a block on the backside that kind of got things initiated a little bit. And it's those are risk-reward plays, and we're going to continue to be an aggressive unit in all areas. And the time presented itself to take a chance there. Didn't get it, and I thought our defense did an outstanding job bailing us out and only holding them to 3 points. So it's a risk reward, but we'll run another one.
What's the thinking on using Tremont as the punt returner, and is Corey Coleman just simply not ready yet?
No, they're both ready. Corey is ready. I mean, I have great confidence in him. You know, we're going to use both guys, and Tremont's a player that catches the ball very cleanly, and Corey's been catching the ball very cleanly too. Very windy day down there, and Tremont, you know, is kind of field position sometimes dictates where we play him, but he's a guy that I remember when Tremont was in Green Bay, and I wrote him up many a time as the returner. He's a very capable returner. Don't lose sight because he's been in the league a long time and hasn't done it for a while that he can't do it. He can do it, and I'm excited for Corey to get his opportunities also because he's a dynamic player when the ball's in his hands.
On
there was. Yes.
How? Kind
that's
of
on me. I got. Yeah, that's coaching, and I have to get that fixed.
Chris, are you going to continue your tradition of taking the kickers down during the week to work at the stadium, especially because you got a new one in Patrick Murray this year? I know you've done that in years past, but are you still going to do that this year?
Well, we haven't done it yet. We've talked about it, but with the way things are right now, he feels very comfortable in the stadium, and it kind of goes case by case with regards to who that player is and where he's at in his career and those type of things. But he feels very comfortable. We've gotten a lot of kicks down there already, so we should be in good shape there.
Coach, I know that you brought up the scar last year. I mean, you even gave it a name. With the Ravens coming back, do you think about it all? Do you bring it up to the guys?
No, each team is different, and we're well aware of what took place. I also try to reflect on the fact that we hit the game winner, also the first time that we played Baltimore on the field goal. I know what it is, but my glass is probably more half full than half empty. And the thing that we're doing with this unit is that you learn from past mistakes and try to coach them up to the best of your ability to put them in spots to be successful. And that's what we're doing at this time right now.
Chris, what about Ricardo Lewis on special teams? Looking like he was the first guy down with a number of plays.
I thought he got better as the game went along. And He's a guy that's continuing to develop, and we got to keep developing him. I think I would say that his arrow is up, and looking forward for more improved things from this week. You know, you could see it in the game early on. I think the first punt he didn't get down there. Then the next punts he's starting to get down there. You know, and then the third one he gets down there, he has an opportunity to tackle, and we didn't finish it at that time, but you could see the steps of a young player. He was going through it, so excited about it. He's worked hard, and he's preparing himself like a pro. Really proud of him in all those areas, so I hope that will be reflected this weekend.
Do you think some teams with this new kickoff rule like last week are just going to take the strategy of booting out of the end zone and not dealing with it, or do you see it changing with anything?
I think it's case by case. And I think, to be honest with you, I think it's case by case and it's play by play. What's the situation in the game? How's the wind blowing? You know, how do we match up with them? I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty on it. They have Tucker, who obviously has been traditionally a guy that bangs the ball out of the end zone, but we're more than prepared for him to kick it short to us and match their coverage units versus our kick return units. And I think that'll be the case with every team. You know, I was watching all the kickoffs throughout the league. There's a lot of variance on it. But then when you look back at the situations, you say, okay, that's why they did it. So you just got to be a little bit more honed in on the deal.
Does Hester look like the same old Hester?
He does to me. I mean, he still warrants a lot of respect, got a lot of respect for that player, know him inside and out. And, I mean, this is a great challenge for our guys. We need to rectify giving up a big return to Darren Sproles last week, and now here comes Devin Hester this next week, and that's what we're working hard on. But we got to focus in on our coverage, coming to balance out in the open space, getting off blocks, all those things. But he's still a dynamic player.
You got Antonio already to track him down again?
We hope we don't have to go down that route. But Joel says he is ready to go at any time.
You ever think back on that play? How
sure.
Impressive that was.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's anytime you're attempting long field goals at the end of half, I mean, you are opening Pandora's box to that play being run against you if the kick is short. It's once again, it's the risk-reward. You know, you wouldn't want to walk off the field and say, well, we didn't try to get 3 points because we were afraid that they were going to run one back. I mean, at the end of the day, you have to say, what helps us win the football game? And that's how you're basing your decisions.
The effort he made again.
Unbelievable effort. I mean, we, in fact, when we install and we talk about field goal coverage, you know, we always show that play. But that was a great play by him, and you know, it's good for younger guys to see that.
We talked about before the season, you know, this new kickoff rule. Are you, and having watched as many of them now as you have run, are you surprised at? It seems that the rule is having almost the direct opposite effect of what the rules committee was hoping it was, and that is just you guys would opt to kick it through the end zone, teams would start at the 25. And a lot of teams, they're doing the pooch kicking, they're trying to direct kick, all those. Are you surprised that it's almost having that opposite effect?
I'm not surprised. It's kind of unintended consequences is really what's taking place on it. And I think that it'll get shorter, and the kicks will get shorter and shorter, obviously, as the year goes along, the weather changes. But I also think that as teams get more comfortable with their personnel and how guys are running down and kind of getting to know their players, I think then you'll maybe even see even begin to increase. It wasn't as high this past week as what I anticipated, but I do see it beginning to increase.
Isaiah Crowell make a special team snap. I think that was his only snap. Is there any concern having a starting running back covering on special teams? Or
not for me. No. I think that's the dilemma that at the end of the day, it's going to be about winning. And it was a time in the game that one of our players was down with an injury. And Duke Johnson had gone in and replaced him on the previous play, and then Duke was in on the previous series for all three plays, so we needed a fresh set of legs. And Isaiah has trained at that spot. That's why we train a lot of guys during OTAs and training camp for situations like that, and our guys have bought into how important special teams is, and coach preaches that, and he goes down and makes a great play for us. You'll see teams from out throughout the league that play their starters. At the end of the day, you have to think about this. There's only 46 players up. Then when you start subtracting the specialists and the O-line and D-line, at the end of the day, you're probably looking at maybe 26 players that can possibly play on special teams that have that skill set. So starters are going to have to play. And, it's an important part. In our world, and we preach it, there are no second chances. If we make a mistake, for example, we made the mistake on Sproles' play, we don't get to line up again and say, let's repunt, we're going to try to do better. So that's why we're going to put our best players out there and let them make plays. So I was really proud of his effort, his willingness, and his toughness to get it done.
Thank you.